Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. John Horn, your speaker. Join us, please, for a few moments as we bring you a simple message from the Word of God. We're going to say a little bit today about doors. And you'd be amazed at what the Word of God has to say about the various kinds of doors in the Word of God. And, of course, they convey to us a most important message. And I shall read you, first of all, in the Gospel by St. John, chapter 10 and verse 9. And it reads thus, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now let me make myself clear. We are not seeking to infer that there are various doors of salvation or various doors to heaven. As a matter of fact, there is but one, and certainly it is clearly suggested in the Scripture that we have read, where our Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now let me point out to you that for well nigh 1,500 years, the door was open mainly to the Jews. But since Calvary, the door, that is to say, the door of grace and the door of mercy, the door of salvation, is open to the entire world. And you see it suggested in this passage which says, I am the door. By me, if any man or anyone, he's speaking, of course, to mankind, if anyone enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now, it's hardly necessary to tell you that there's no satisfaction can possibly be found in this world. You can try earth's putrid streams, and you can try, as a matter of fact, all that the world has to offer to you, and it will leave an aching void, and you'd have to say at the end, now none but Christ can satisfy, in another name for me there's life and peace and lasting joy, Lord, found alone in thee. Now I shall point out in the passage, as we have already been seeking to stress, that it is a universal, it's to anyone, any of my hearers listening in today, we'd like to tell you that the way to heaven, we'd like to tell you that the door of salvation, and the door of salvation is none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. There are those who foolishly think that they can get to the glory land via a church, that is to say, by joining a church, by getting baptized, by turning over a new leaf. But this is all wrong, decidedly wrong. You have to come via, you have to personally enter in through the door, and our Lord Jesus Christ himself claims to be that door. I would too like to just point out that before our blessed Lord Jesus Christ could be possibly become the door of salvation, he must needs be cut off. And that's what the prophet Isaiah means in that wonderful 53rd chapter. You read it in its entirety. It's most precious, and I'm sure it would be enlightening. But we read there that he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. He was stricken and smitten of God. Just for instance, like that very door in your home that was once a tree. It had to be cut down from its original standing and passed through various processes, and then it found its way into your home and has become a door, a way of access, a way in and out. And of course, we do not mean that you could be saved today and lost tomorrow, but as we frequently stress, once in Christ forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. And let me stress further that the door of John 10 and verse 9 is the sinner's door, not the saint's door. It's the door for sinners that are lost, helpless, and hopeless. And our blessed Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the door. By me, if anyone enter in, or any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. And I shall just point out to you that, first of all, salvation, according to this passage, is simple. Salvation is sure. Salvation is sudden. And salvation is satisfying. The Word of God knows of no other kind of salvation. And you'd be satisfied and satisfied eternally. Trust Him today, and salvation is yours. More along this line in our next message to you.